All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. I'm back with Tales of Discord. Now, this is the last one we've got in the series, so after that, it's completely done, and we'll move on with some other books in Marcosia Comics. Keep in mind, groupies.com, that's groupees.com, has got several of these. By the way, they've got an entire build-a-bundle. So if you want to get, like, everything or almost everything, you can do that. And I mean, that's a really good way, because they're like 99 cents a book, so that's not too bad, right? And you can just get the ones that interest you and say screw the others. But there's a lot of good stuff in here, a lot of good stuff that Marcosia has, so check them out. Tales of Discord. Of course, it's Hernandez, Jorge, Milano, Simmons, Stewart, and Delia. Written and created by Paul J. Salamoff. Okay, so this is just some good stuff about it. Paul J. Salamoff, and of course we got the artwork by Angel Hernandez. Moir and Chromatic, of course. Diego Milano is doing Iridian, R.H. Stewart, Massive, Miguel Jorge, Sinu, and Martin Simmons is doing Solaris Moonshadow. Then we have additional artwork cover, Giuseppe Delia, and letters by Leah Novak. And that's for AAM Marcosia, 2013. Noel Clark. Actor, writer, producer, director, Star Trek Into Darkness. I have not seen that one. Doctor Who, Cadulthood. Huh. Alright. Having been a fan of comics my entire life, I know how difficult it can be to try to come up with something fresh and original, as I've tried many times myself, but Paul Salamoff has done exactly that with Discord, and now it continues it with Tales of Discord. I've known Paul for many years, and I remember when he first told me about his idea for what ultimately became Discord. I was intrigued by the concept of a conflicted hero who doubts his abilities as well as his place in the world after the tragic event that kills most of his team and physically alters him forever. It was an original and bold take on the team genre, where the team was now one individual haunted by the loss of his colleagues. When Paul started to work with Giuseppe Delia on character concepts, I got a call from him wanting to see if he could base the look of the twin heroes Solaris and Moonshadow on me. I'm very protective of my image, and if it was anyone else, I would have probably been a straight no, but after I read the first draft of Discord and discussed with Paul his ultimate plans for the series, I agreed to let him use my likeness. Needless to say, I was thrilled when Discord became such a critical hit and started raising eyebrows around town, even being compared to Watchmen by one review. Really? With Tales of Discord, Paul has continued to expand the world he so expertly established by once again denying convention. Instead of just churning out your typical origin stories on each of the doomed members of Team Warhammer, he has chosen instead to write what amounts to character dramas. Don't get me wrong, they still contain the expected tropes of the superhero genre, but they focus more on the psychology of what makes these characters tick rather than the physicality. What I also find fascinating about these tales is that, knowing where Paul is going with the series, to see how deftly he has layered in events from the past that will play out in future of the series, some with great consequences. There were even some nice surprises, especially Solaris and Moonshadow, that I wasn't aware of. I'm sure you'll enjoy these stories as much as I have, and also like me, look forward to what Paul has planned for Discord in the future. Noel Clark, London, UK, 2013. Yeah, 2013, so I don't know if he's done anything else after that. Okay, Moira, let's say Moira, that's it. Moira and Chromatic. It's Moira like in Resident Evil Revelations 2. You know, Barry's daughter. Tales of Discord. Moira and Chromatic. It's a really good... It kind of sucks that they did it like that, unless I get a full image on the next page. Yeah. Angel Hernandez has been working in different facets of the graphic industry. Okay, there you go. All right. Okay. Well, now, actually really like the layering that they've done here. And of course the color, everything you know is a light blue. It looks really nice. It's almost kind of like Fathom, like a water character. Were you spying on me again? Spying? Certainly not. As a matter of fact, I was here to work on my tan lines. Don't change the subject. You're in a randy mood. Haven't you learned yet that I like to swim by myself? Aren't you the one who always says there's no I in team? He said with no irony. Ouch, sometimes you're funny and sometimes you just hurt. You better be gone by the time I reach the other side. Subtlety never was was never your strong suit. Better hurry. And you better have decided by the time I'm finished swimming. Atlanta, 12 years ago. Moira and Chromatic. Are you spying on me, pervert? No, I can explain. Is that you, Warren Kimball? You what? Come on out with it. I was just making sure you were safe. Safe from what, perverts? Isn't that the pot calling the kettle black? I saw Will and Craig Zahn following you home from school and thought what? That I can't protect myself from those two mongoloids? I didn't say you could get up. Ugh. I wasn't spying. Look me in the eye, Warren Kimball, and swear it. I wasn't spying. I just didn't want anything to happen to you. I can take care of myself, okay? Russell, Russell. I'm sorry about your dad. Yep, shit happens, I guess. Did you know him? I think everybody knew him. Lockhart's is the only place in town to get good burgers. He certainly knew how to cook. Are you still working there? Why, so you can spy on me there too? I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I have no social filters if you can't tell. It's all right, I'm not exactly a social expert either. You're better than you think you are, Warren Kimball. San Francisco, 5 years later. Are you sure this is the place? It looks like the right place to me. Are you ready for this? Since the day I was born. Oh wow, they're ninjas now. Don't forget to lock the car. Beep! We almost thought you had reconsidered. Then you don't know me very well. Well, then maybe we should see what you're made of. Take a seat, Moira. Let's deal with you one at a time. What about Chromatic? Ladies before gentlemen, thanks for nothing. Are we ready to do this? Impress us. I guess I really stunk up the joint. You were fine. I don't think this had anything to do with actual talent. You're gonna take it personally no matter what I say. Oh, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm reading top to bottom, and I shouldn't do that. Is this your way of telling me not to take it personally? You're gonna take it personally no matter what I say. They picked you, didn't they? The story of my life, always the bridesmaid. If it makes you feel any better, I turn them down. Now, why would you do something stupid like that? Nobody in their right mind would turn down the alliance. I told them that we are a team. It's both of us or neither one. You didn't have to do that, Warren. I know. Besides, Vengeance seemed like a real douchebag. What do you expect from a guy who calls himself Vengeance? You and me a team, huh? That's how you see it? Looks like we've got a winner. Party's over. Now it's my turn to play. What the? This is the United States Coast Guard. Cut your engines. Blam! Stay tuned for a special report about San Francisco's newest duo, Moira and Chromatic, and how they're cleaning up crime all over the Bay Area. I'm glad I have you to remind me to take off the uniform every once in a while. See, there's nothing wrong with blending in. Why haven't you asked me yet? Asked you what? To kiss me. How did you know I was going to? I can see it in those eyes of yours. You might have the others fooled that you're shy, but I can see right past the facade. What exactly do you see in my eyes? I see someone who loves me. I have something I wanted to talk to you about. Now seems like the perfect time. Really? I was thinking that it might be time for us to add a new member or two. We just kissed and now you want to talk children? I mean teammates, you idiot. You say the sweetest things. I think you need to kiss me again first. Now what was the question again? A team, I think we're ready. And what will we call ourselves? How about the Moira-matics? That has a nice ring to it. I was thinking something less like a 70s disco group and more like Warhammer. Warhammer, yes, I see your point. Oh, and I'd be the team leader. I forgot to mention that. This gets better by the minute. So what's your answer? Yes, of course. Ken and Teresa are officially members of Warhammer. I'll call and let them know. The story continues. Iridian. Okay. Oh, okay. Dynamite and Grim Fairy Tales. Black Dynamite and Grim Fairy Tales. Now, I wonder if that's the Grim Fairy Tales that's on that other label. Yeah. That other label that I've got glasses on and can't see. Hold on. Don't you hate it when you wear glasses and you still can't see? It's like, man, just fucking call me blind. Zenoscope. Zenoscope Entertainment, which is still going, believe it or not, even though a lot of comics are cashing in their chips right now. The industry's not doing so well. Zenoscope's still pumping stuff out. A healthy diet of cartoons, art, anime, and comics by the likes of Mobius. Still haven't really read too much from him, but he's more of an artist. Warren Ellis, of course. Miyazaki and Mignola. Hopefully he'll not OD. Yeah, Warren Ellis got canceled. Yep, I was talking about him in Castlevania earlier today. We'll get back to Transmetropolitan this week. Don't worry, guys, it's coming. Stop that, Sasha, or you'll go blind. But it's beautiful, Mama. You don't have much sense, do you, child? Now come inside and wash up. Lunch is ready, and your father's had a hard day out in the field. Stop fighting me, Sasha. Flash, why can't you just be normal? Cedar Creek, Nebraska. The past. Iridian. Wham! Get off of me! Hey, this stupid bitch pushed me on purpose. Stop it. Maybe if you weren't so slow, you wouldn't be in my way. Shut up, you stupid dyke. That's enough. I think we're done here. Hit the showers. Class is almost over anyway. Edmonds, hang back for a minute. What? Did you push Miss Kraft deliberately? Does it matter? I know it hasn't been easy for you. Can I please take a shower? I'm always here if you need to talk. Talking never solved anything. Did Miss Sampson give you any good rug munching tips? We better cover up before Sasha gets all hot and bothered. You know she has a crush on you, Kim. You're not my type. What did you say, Dyke? Where have you been? You were supposed to be home over an hour ago. Sasha, you should sit down. Your father and I need to talk to you. Talk to me about what? You do what your mother tells you, girl, or I won't be asking the next time. Your mother received a rather upsetting call from your school today. Would you like to explain? About what? About Kelly Kraft being a bitch? Smack! What have I said about using language like that? The school. They said they're concerned about you. They said you're not fitting in with the other students. Is that what they said, Mama? Is that how they said it? How they said it is neither here nor there. They said we ought to talk with Pastor Babcock. Your mother called him up and agreed to meet with you tomorrow. Or he agreed, rather, to meet with you tomorrow. But I was supposed to visit Aunt Fiona in Chicago. Your mother already took care of that. No, tomorrow you go see the pastor. This isn't fair. Don't be making this worse than it is. The pastor's going to help you, make you see things a little differently. But I don't want to see things differently. Well, that's not your decision, is it? This is a Christian home, and you're going to have to abide by it if you're going to live here. You understand me, child? I understand. Now you better wash up and set the table. Time to wake up, Sasha. Your daddy's going to drop you off at the church on the way to the feed store. You heard me? Sasha? 5 years later. Let me help you. Let me see. That damn elevator is on the fritz again. I thought Donald fixed it last week, and the week before that, and the week before that. Oh well, I guess the exercise is good for a broad of my age. It keeps you young. Amen to that. Did you forget to get milk, Auntie? Oh Christ on a cracker, I knew I forgot something. I'll go get it. Don't worry about it. I'll run down to Pete's and get some. Hey Pete, you have any newer milk? Never mind, I found one. If you scream, I will blow his goddamn head off. Don't you hurt him. You're one of them. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not... I thought that was the guy. Yeah, he's not gonna say too much, is he? You're one of them. You're one of them. You're one of them. New hero in town. Iridian shines bright. Chicago's newest superhero, Iridian, has been making the rounds since her debut just a week ago. Father of two, Andrew Augustine, has reason to be thankful. His teenage sons were wounded in a recent attempted robbery earlier this week at a Midtown Bank of Chicago, and if it wasn't for Iridian's intervention and apprehension of the criminals, more could have been injured. There was a big bright blast of light, the next thing you know, all the hostages were outside and the criminals were unconscious. Working with the local police, Iridian helped to apprehend the villain known as Killer Bee later that day, and then, much to the surprise of the Augustine family, made an unexpected visit to the recuperating boys at their home. I'm happy that Chicago has a new hero like Iridian, said a beaming Vanessa Augustine. Gaining in popularity, Iridian has garnered love from the citizens of Chicago, including the mayor himself, who honored her yesterday with a Medal of Honor in front of the State House. Neighborhood girl protects Chicago, cleans city streets of thugs, villains, and gang-related crime. The Chicago River, 5:30 p.m., rush hour. He's known as the Wraith. He lives to kill. He lives to destroy. He lives to kill. Like shooting fish in a barrel. Boom! Just hold still, little lady. Help! Gah! I'm here to save you. Please don't let me die. What's your name? Teresa. Teresa Dean. Teresa, listen to me. I won't let anything happen to you, but I need you to be brave for me. Can you do that? Yes. No! Blast! Don't let me die. Do you think I'd let someone as pretty as you die? She'll be fine. Just a few bruises. No internal bleeding. I'm glad to hear that. If it's possible, I'd like to say goodbye before I... Hey, baby doll. I'm here for you. A week later. Hey, I'm so glad you're here. I didn't get to properly thank you. How about a cup of coffee on the house? I forgot my purse. It kind of clashes with my threads. I was thinking something a little more than that. I have a lunch break in about 10 minutes. Can you stick around? I'd love to buy you lunch. There's a great cafe in walking distance. Of course, if you have things to do. Lunch would be fine, but we can go anywhere you want. Sky's the limit. No, I think I've flown enough for this week. Okay. CMM News, breaking news, Iridian defeats villain. I've really enjoyed spending this time with you, Sasha. Okay. The next evening, Terry can't come out and play tonight. Is there a problem, Jesse? It's none of your business. Besides, don't you have people to save? Whimper. That depends if you're gonna let me in to see Teresa. Get back in the bedroom! Hey! Get your jacket, Teresa. We're leaving now. Maybe you didn't hear me. She ain't going nowhere. Sasha, no! You will never lay a hand on her again. Ah! Sasha, please stop. Please. Ugh! I think you should go. Just go. I need to call 911. I can stay. I can explain. You don't need to. It's okay. He can't hurt me anymore. Sasha, thank you. Let's talk tomorrow. You look cold. We should get inside. Oh, it's you. I wasn't expecting. I can't wear spandex all the time. Would you like some more wine? Oh, I can barely stand as it is. I think that's a yes. Don't worry. I'll make sure you get home safely. You like doing that. What's that? Taking care of me. I've never had a friend like you before, Sasha. Well, that's the understatement of the day, unless you're hanging out with other heroes that I don't know about. No, I really mean it. Are you always going to be there to save me? As long as you want me to. Bzzz. Bzzz. Hello? Yes. Uh-huh. Okay. Yes, that works. Bye. Who was that? It was Chromatic. From Team Warhammer? They want me to join up. Are you alright? I said, are you alright? Yes, I'm fine. Go back to bed, Teresa. The story continues. Tales of Discord. This is massive. R.H. Stewart, artist. Okay. 16 years ago, I've got to be where my spirit can run free. Got to find my corner of the sky. Hey, babe. Sam Wise, stuntman. Sam Vise the domain. Sam Vise stasis. Sam Vise hired guns. Rumble, rumble. Lewis, help me. I'm stuck. Crumble. Lewis? Roger, you need to come home right now. No, it's not about the house. Massive. Lewis, is that you? What the hell happened to you? Don't worry, Jake. Someday you'll hit puberty, too. Some months later. Wham! You just stay put there, big fella. I'll take it from here. But... You're pointing the gun at the wrong person. Looks like you've been busy here, just trying to do my part. That's what the police are here for, don't you agree? Am I under arrest? I guess it depends on how the next few minutes go. Do you have a name? Lewis Swain. I mean a hero's name, son. No, I still haven't worked out all the kinks in my plan yet. Well, you better think of one quickly because you're about to be massive news. Are you the vigilante that everyone's been talking about? I don't know where you get your information, but he's been working directly with our urban task force for weeks now. He's anything but a vigilante. What's your name? Massive. My name is Massive. Larger than life. Another chat show. Not another chat show. Hollywood Trend Magazine. Massive star signs multi-pick deal with Legacy. Lewis Swain, Galaxy Hunter. Mr. Swain, Mr. Swain, look this way. Massive, over here, over here. Well, who do we have here? Tell him your name, sweetie. It's Peter. Can you sign this for me? I usually get $20 for my autograph, but for you, I'll make an exception. Thanks, Massive. To Peter, never stop fighting. To Pete's mom, 555-847-2263. There you go. He's going to show her something else, Massive. Knock, knock, knock. It's Alex. Just checking on you. Are you my head of security or my mother? Go secure the perimeter or whatever it is you supposedly do to protect someone who doesn't need protecting. Did she at least get a babysitter? You need protecting, Lewis, but it's not from other people. Should we get high or fuck? Why not both? Good man! And cut! Nice work, Lewis. You can take a break for a bit. Probably need at least an hour to set up the next shot. I'll be in my trailer. We're putting a team together, and you're the kind of guy we're looking for. You've got my undivided attention. Devil's Canyon, Lewis Swain, of course. In local news, Massive has just joined the newly formed Team Warhammer. And cut! Not again, Lewis! Looks like I missed a hell of a battle. Nice of you to show up. Ease up. Last night went a little later than I expected. Chromatic almost got himself killed, so what else is new? He's alright though, right? That's not the point. I have obligations to the studio. You have obligations to Team Warhammer, in the city. Back off, Miles. I've got a splitting headache as it is, and I don't need your lectures this early in the morning. Oh, no. We are live from the ensuing chaos on the Golden Gate Bridge as Team Warhammer attempts to keep the Legion of the Scythe at bay. The team is greatly outmatched, making us wonder where is Massive and why he's not fighting by his team's side. The Legion of the Scythe? I wonder if that's supposed to be... Oh, yeah, the death had a scythe, right. Blast! Shit! Mark, I have a situation. Lewis, I understand that you need something, but you're gonna have to wait. What's the problem? Team Warhammer is under attack by the Scythe. I just saw a live feed on the news. So, what's your point? I'm sure they can handle it without you, like they've done before when you're filming. Look, I know, but last time we fought him, it took all of us, and you're not seriously considering that I'm going to cut you loose when we're setting up one of the most expensive stunts in the film. I can be there and back before you're even ready for a rehearsal. There and back from where? The Golden Gate Bridge. Are you out of your goddamn mind? I don't give a damn how super you think your powers are. There's no way in hell you're getting up to San Fran and back again before we're ready to shoot. It's black and white your contract, Swain. When you're on my set, you belong to me. You've been more than compensated for that clause, and there are no negotiations after the fact. I don't care if Satan himself decided to take on Team Warhammer. Trust me, he is nothing compared to my team of lawyers that would sue you for breach of contract and then some. Do we understand each other? Now go back to your trailer and root for your team to win and be ready for the next shot when we call you. These goddamn heroes. Try producing a $150 million franchise film with a studio breathing down your neck. You can wipe that look off your face, Alex. I'm still here. I'm more frightened of Mark than I am the Scythe. Starting early today? Want some? I don't drink on the job. You're always on the job. So are you. I think this is my last one, Alex. Why am I playing the hero when I should be out fighting alongside my teammates being a real hero? You've been doing both for years. What's changed? Sometimes change is for the best. We'll be rolling 6 cameras on this, so just a reminder that no one is to step on the set until cut has been called and the stunt coordinator gives the all clear. Alright folks, we are rolling on all cameras. We have speed and action. The present. Lastly, it's with great sorrow in my heart that the star of our film could not be with us tonight. I've been told that he considered this his finest work, and I know, as always, he'll put his all into it. Lewis Swain was a hero on and off the screen, and fortunately we have these films to remember him by. Legacy Pictures presents an M.A. Horian production. Lewis Swain in Extreme Impact. You picked the wrong day to be a hero. Did Lewis really say that he considered this his finest work? No, I just didn't know what else to say to Mark. It's you? The movie was awesome. I can't believe you're here. Would you sign this for me? Why do you want me to sign it? Because it's your movie. Sign it, Warren. Thank you so much. It takes a real hero to know a hero. Never stop fighting. Lewis Swain. The story continues. Sinu. Oh, wow. That's the alien monster thing. Okay. Bang, bang, blam, swoosh, all yours, thud, rip. Gentlemen, today is not your day. Bang. That's my girlfriend you just shot at. Squeeze. Well, that was easy. I give up. Stop it. Warren, stop. You've got him. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't. Warren, I can't. Stop it, Yank. You're killing him. He's dead. He killed him. I couldn't stop it. Uncharted Space, a few years ago. I hope you're right about this route, sir. Sigh, have I ever led you astray? Well, we'd be dead if you did. Lost in space. Exactly. I'm going to check on our passengers. Stay the course and let me know when Draco Minor shows up on the scanner. If. What was that? If Draco Minor shows up. Speak of the devil. I wanted to see how you were getting along, but it appears that you found my private stock. Something's got to be first class on this tug. It used to be that getting passengers to their destination, no questions asked, was quite enough. I'll drink to that. Glug, glug, glug. Actually, your timing is perfect. I was just explaining to Mr. Bass and his lovely daughter, Shayna, about the new restrictions on interstellar transportation. Specifically, what happens if you're caught breaking the rules? They didn't believe me, nor did Mr. Wheatley here. It's not true. All I said was that I hadn't heard that. Calm down, Mikey. Nobody's gunning for you. Or are they? As I said before, it's none of your business. Can't a man know who he's drinking with? Not on this freight. Not on this freighter, right, Mr. Beckley? I'll drink to that as well. Gulp. It's gotta be Draco Minor. What the hell? Bam, bam, bam. Boss, you better come to the bridge. What are those things? How should I know? I've never seen anything like it. They're alive, but nothing can live in space. No shit, Sherlock, but yet here they are. Calm down, Cy. We're flying blind. What was that? We just lost our rear engines. This is going from bad to worse. Let's try a 2-second burn on our exhaust points and see if that clears them. All right, 2-second burn. Click. Sputter, sputter. What now? We'll have to remove them manually. And who, pray tell, is going to do that? So that's the situation. Now who is going to volunteer to go with Mr. Pasley, or shall we draw straws? What kind of crap is this? Since when do we have to fix your screw-ups? This wasn't part of the bargain. This most certainly wasn't part of the bargain, yet here we are. So it's time to make a choice. Drift here for eternity in uncharted space, or as Mr. Beckley has so graciously put it, fix this screw-up. I'll go. No, Daddy, you can't. I won't let you. I promised your mother on her deathbed that I would make sure you got to Station 14. Daddy? None of us are going anywhere unless we clear the engines. What do I have to do? Go with Mr. Pasley to the port airlock. He'll show you. What about us? Is there anything we can do? Pray. That's what you could do. I'm opening the airlock now. Everything looks clear on this end. As soon as you get outside, you should head to the starboard side engine first. It has less debris, and we may be able to function if we clear just that one. Aye, sir. Exiting the Sargasso. Shit! Those things are trying to get inside! Daddy! Daddy! You have to calm down. Bang! 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 Both of you, shut up! I think I hear something. Blam! We gotta get the fuck! Thwap! We gotta get to the bridge, huh? Don't leave me! Slam! Well, what are you waiting for? Bam, bam, bam! It's me! It's Shayna! Let me in! Let me in! Those things have gotten inside the ship! Why aren't you doing something? Oh! It's a graveyard. It's breached the bridge corridor. It's coming for us. Take a seat, Mr. Bass, or Bass, rather. It's almost here! Sit down, now! Click! Blast! Whoosh! The monitors say the atmosphere is breathable. We have food for at least a month. Maybe someone intercepted our distress call. Maybe. Kush! Forgive me, Mr. Bass. Bass. I keep saying Mr. Bass, but I'm truly sorry. Story continues. Moonshadow. And Solaris. Martin Simmons. I've let you down, bro. Wasn't there for you. I should have been better. Years ago. We're gonna get you, Pearson. The more you run, the more of a beating you're gonna get. Crash. You just don't listen, do you? Guess you have this coming. Help me, Kenny. Help yourself, Miles. You need to toughen up a bit. Solaris Moonshadow. So which one of you boys is gonna tell me what happened? You both are awfully quiet, which tells me I ain't gonna like what I'm about to hear. Miles just fell on his face again during recess. He's always tripping over his own feet. It's pretty embarrassing. I'm tired of being teased for having a complete Melvin for a brother. Is that true? Did you hurt yourself during recess? My shoelaces came undone. What have I told you about tying your shoes? You're always in such a rush to get out the door in the morning. You gotta be better about that. Lord knows I barely make enough to feed you both. I wouldn't know what to do if you broke your damn full arm or leg. You gotta be careful, understand? Are you listening, Miles? Yes. Now eat your dinner. It'll make you grow big and strong, like your brother. Oof! Just you and me, Miles. This'll be an easy win. You missed, Kenny. Now it's my turn. Thwomp! Looks like you're the easy win. Get off of me! Don't be such a crybaby, Miley. Stop it! Crybaby? I can't believe you're my brother! Slam! I'm not a crybaby. Bree, bree. I brought you some food, Miles. Figured you'd be hungry. I don't want to talk to you. Sorry about recess. No, you're not. You just can't handle it when you lose. You're right, and I'm sorry. Take the food. Why'd you start a fire in the bathroom? I didn't. That's not what Mom said. She said they caught you red-handed. Haha, if you only knew. Are you going to tell me what happened? How about I show you? What are you... Just shut up. I need to concentrate. What the hell? Stop! Ow, your hand burned me. I could do more than that. What are you? I'm your brother. Your twin brother. Just concentrate. I can't do it. You're not trying hard enough. Think about the fire. That's what I'm doing. You're not doing it right then. See? It's easy. Maybe I'm not a freak like you. I'm not a freak. Don't touch me, freak. Slip. Miles! Oh, shit. Oh. You're doing it. I know what I'm doing. We'll keep doing it. I don't want to die. Up or down. Let's just start with down, just in case. Ding dong. What are you boys doing out of your room? You better have a good explanation. You're both going to get a whooping. You won't soon forget. Are you listening to me? Tell us about our father. I'll tell you everything. Bang! 10 years later. Blast! What the hell was that? Are you being a sore loser? You cheated. So did you. Hell, we cheat every time given we have run slower than we actually can just so nobody gets too suspicious. That's different. How about this? I promise I'll let you win next time. This way Sally will think you're the big stud you think you are. Screw off, Ken. I thought you were better than that. You suck, Miles. I'm pretty sure I aced the test, but you never know with Professor Dietz. He's pretty anal when it comes to the proofs. I'm still pissed at you, bro, so now's not the time. I need to talk to you. Are you deaf? It's important. I don't mind, but I do. Too bad. Do you want to really do this here? You're not really giving me a choice. I have to go to the bathroom. So why don't you two sort it out before I get back? Don't you know when to quit? You don't know me. I like to lose. What do you want? Make it quick. They want to recruit me. Who? The U.S. track team? The Epsilon 3. What are you talking about? They saw some video of the Lincoln Heights robbery I stopped and they tracked me down. How'd they know who you were? I don't know. I didn't ask. Do you think our father would've? Who gives a shit? That's not the point. They want me. But there's only three of them. What do they need you for? Dragonfly is leaving to form a new team with Tangent. So Axis and the Mallet need a third. Our new third, rather. What about school? Are you joking? This is a chance of a lifetime. What's the chance of a lifetime? Just a business opportunity that I need to act fast on. I hope you'll give me your support. Is everything okay? I hope this is another one of your brother's get-rich-quick schemes. Moonshadow joins the Epsilon 3. The Epsilon 3 are quickly becoming favorites amongst teens, especially since the addition of newest member Moonshadow. More on this new hero later in the broadcast. In related news, heroes Chromatic and Moira defeated the psychic villain Samuel Harrison, known as the Harbinger, thwarting attack on London High School. Harrison is being detained at the Arcadia Supermax prison, where we go live with on-the-spot reporter Janet Kanage? Or Kanage? Huh. What is the name of the prisoner? Samuel Harrison. Have a seat. He'll be right in. You've got 5 minutes. Well, there's a slam there, too. So, which one are you? I figured you'd have a sense of humor. Your brother's done good for himself, it seems. Epsilon 3, quite a team. Major leagues. What about you? Or are you not a team player? So, what do I owe the pleasure of this visit? This device neutralizes my abilities, but if I concentrate hard enough, I could still read your mind. Or you could just tell me. I wanted to meet you. You like what you see? No. Well, I'm sorry to be such a disappointment, but you're certainly not the first. Shut up. Stop talking. I just wanted you to know that one day I'm going to kill you for what you did to my mother. From what I understand, you should be thanking me. Team Warhammer Seeking Heroes. We were happy to hear from you. We had no idea that Moonshadow had a twin. Well, I'm not my brother. We didn't say you were. Sorry, he cast a long shadow. No pun intended. We understand. He and I are just very different, that's all. Thanks. How about you show us what you're made of? See if I can cast an even bigger shadow. We have to go. What's going on? There's been an escape at Arcadia. Ken, it's your father. Story continues. Paul J. Salamoff, the writer. There we are, the artist. And the lettering. It says Discord will return, but... that's it, man. I ain't seen nothing else. Over the course of the production of Tales of Discord, a number of artists and fans submitted their interpretations of characters in Discord universe. Some were test drawings, while others were purely for fun. I thought it'd be a great idea to showcase these talented artists and allow their work to shine. Yeah, Raging Golden Eagle did this. I hope you enjoy this collection of some of the drawings as much as I do, and if you like their art, please seek out the artists and support their past and future projects. Angel Hernandez. Oh, I like that. Miguel Jorge. Okay. Martin Simmons. David Bilar. Oh, I like that. Nicelle. Oh, wow. I cannot pronounce that. I'm sorry, sir. Cannot pronounce that. Diego Milano. Okay. Indian and Teresa Sketches by Diego Milano, of course. Robert F. Parham. Miguel Jorge. Chad Hindle, Angel Hernandez, Martin Simmons, DJ Burgess, R.H. Stewart, Ryan Taylor, and there was a Kickstarter! Oh, it was a Kickstarter book. So here's all the Kickstarter people that funded this. Pretty cool, guys! Alright, so that's the end of it. We don't have any more Discord for you. I don't know what's going on, but that's all I got here. So, we're going to move on to another interesting looking comic. And this will be the Grimlord. And again, you can purchase this on Groupies. Get it. It's still available. If you want to support it, or you want to support other books, there's so many. But this is the Grimlord, and I'll be out for Grimm's Comics Corner with Tales of Discord, and we'll see you next time with more great comics.